Blog Talk Radio.
Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, so I will rejoice, and you shall rejoice, and we shall rejoice. Praise the Lord, and be glad in it. Amen. Why is that? Because God has given us yet another day, Amen. Hallelujah. Another day where we can praise him. Another day where we can worship him. Another day where we can sing songs to him. Another day where we can say, thank you, God, because you've been good to us. Father, you've been better to us than we've been to you or we've been to ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so this morning, people of God, I hope and pray that you've come with a ready heart and a ready mind. Amen. Because we all need encouragement. Praise the Lord. We all need a word from God. When we're going through, or we're not having such a good day, or we're feeling down, amen, we need a word from the Lord. Amen. We need a word from his word. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of us know, praise God, that God will send us to a scripture, amen, where he will bless our souls? How many of us know, amen, that God will have somebody come your way, praise the Lord, who will speak into your situation, amen, and you'll be looking at this person going, how did you know? Well, they did not know, amen, but God sent them to you, amen. Hallelujah. When the world was in trouble, praise God, and we needed help, we needed a Savior, amen, God sent him to us. Praise God. Jesus was sent, amen. He didn't come on his own, but he was sent, amen. If you remember, praise the Lord, in the book of John, Jesus said a lot, my Father, or he that sent me, amen. Praise God, letting us know he didn't come just because he decided he was going to come. He came because he was sent. Amen. And when someone comes and speaks a word of encouragement, when someone comes and they speak a word of comfort or confirmation or consolation, amen, they're coming because they've been sent. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I just want to say good morning to everybody and thank you for being here and thank you for being a child of God and thank you for just loving on God with me this morning. Amen. And for coming to hear the word. Amen. And to be a part of what the Lord is trying to do with us and for us this morning. Amen. And I came to encourage you. Amen. And this word also encourages me and is encouraging me. Amen. Because we know that from day to day, we're bombarded with thoughts. We're bombarded with distractions. We're bombarded with the enemy. The devil is trying to send us a message that says, you can't make it. You won't make it. Amen. It's not going to happen. Praise God. If it hasn't happened yet, it will never happen. Amen. Hallelujah. And you're believing God, and you're trusting God, and your hope is in God, and you're looking around, and you're saying, God, I believe you. God, I trust you. God, my hope is in you. But where is the promise that you promised me? Where is the manifestation of that I prayed for? God, I went into my secret place with you. God, I went into my secret place and I prayed and nobody knew what I prayed for. And I've been standing here on faith believing that I'm going to see it, but where is it? I don't see it yet. And the enemy sends people to talk to you. Praise God. What happened with the, I thought you was going to get another car. What happened with the, I thought you was going to get a business loan. Well, your business don't seem to be increasing. It looks like the customers are walking away. I thought you was going to get pregnant. What happened to the baby? I thought you were believing God for a husband. You don't have a husband yet. I thought your son was getting out of jail. I thought your daughter was going to come off a drug. The enemy bombards us. If he's not speaking it or sending his demons or devils to speak it to us, he's sending people, amen, who don't understand that they're being used against us and against themselves to ask us questions. Well, what happened? Well, what's going on? Well, how you feeling? You all right? You look sad. You look down. You look depressed. Or you look wearied. You look worried. Are you okay? Are you sure that's going to happen for you? Praise the Lord. And you have to, glory to God. Let me tell you something, saints. Let me tell you something, people of God. We have to encourage ourselves, and we have to encourage each other. Amen? Glory to God. The Bible says that we have to edify one another, and we do. Praise God, because we have to stick together. If we have not stuck together before, we have to stick together now. Amen. We have to be praying for one another, which is why I played that song, Cover Me. Amen. Because we need God to cover us. We need each other. Amen. We need to pray over one another and cover each other in prayer. We need to make sure that we are concerned with what is going on in the life of your brother or your sister. Amen. Or your neighbor or whoever is around you, associated with you, affiliated with you, whoever's in your family, amen. Praise God. Sometimes we just need to ask God, Holy Spirit, tell me who I need to pray for. Father God, show me what to do. Jesus, lead me and guide me along the way, because you know what? People are going through. People are being attacked. Things are happening in the lives of people who are around us, and they need to be encouraged. They need to know, don't lose your hope. Don't lose your trust. Don't lose your faith. Just because it hasn't happened yet, amen, just because you have yet to see it, glory be to God, don't stop believing. Don't stop trusting. Don't stop hoping in God, because it's going to happen, amen, even though it has not happened yet. Glory to God. Trust and believe that it will happen. Trust and believe that he's going to bring it to pass. Trust and believe that, you know what, because it hasn't happened yet, maybe God just wants to see if you can hold on. Amen. And I know that doesn't sound good. I know that doesn't make you feel good. Praise God, because you've been waiting to see God work this situation. Amen. You've been waiting to see God, you know, wipe the smile off of the faces of the people who said you weren't going to make it, of the people who think that it's not going to happen, praise God, of the ones who sit there and they plan and they plot against your demise, and they want to see you down, and they want to see you depressed, and they want to see you discouraged, and they want to see you just in the dumps, and they want to see you all wearied, and they want to see you crying, and they want to see you, praise God, just in a place where you're about to lose your mind. But God steps in, my sisters and my brothers, and he says, still believe, still trust me, still wait on me. Though I tarry, I will come. Hallelujah, Jesus. Know that God is about to bring that situation to pass. But you got to keep the faith. You got to keep hoping and trusting and believing that he will do it, knowing that he will do it, knowing that, you know what, I don't see it today, but tomorrow's another day. Oh, come on, Jesus. I don't see it today, but tomorrow's another day. And if I don't see it tomorrow, praise God, by the grace and mercy of God, if he allows me to live, if he allows me to see another day, praise God, I know that the next day may just be that day. Praise the Lord. And if it doesn't come tomorrow, amen, or the next day, praise God, it will come to pass. We know and we believe and we trust and we know that God is not a man that he should lie. Praise God. So if he's not a man, if he keeps his word, if he's not a liar, then that means he will do it. It's going to happen. All you got to do is believe him. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. And I know you've been believing for a while. Praise the Lord. I know that it seems like it's not going to happen. I know that you feel like, you know what? Let me just forget about it. There's no sense in holding on to something that's not going to happen. Amen? Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you, it will happen. I'm here to tell you, all you got to do is stay in the place where you believe and trust God. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis chapter 15 and verse 6, praise the Lord, God had made a promise to Abraham. Glory be to God. And he wanted some confirmation that what God had said, amen, was going to happen. Praise the Lord. And so God, you know the story, amen. God took him out there and said, hey, can you count the sand or can you count the stars? That's how many people, amen, how many nations or how many children or people who are going to be a part of your family, amen, or a part of what I'm going to do in you. That's how many is going to be involved, amen. Glory be to God. And yes, I'm paraphrasing, praise God. No, I'm not quoting it directly as it should be, but you understand what I'm saying, amen. God was saying that's how long, amen, or how many people will be a part of what I'm doing in your life from generation to generation to generation, or in the lives of your family, in the lives of your bloodline. That's how many people are going to be a part of what I'm doing. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I want you to know, my brothers and my sisters, that in Genesis 15 and verse 6, praise God, it says, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Amen. So we can be counted or accredited or credited righteous if we just believe God. God has said it's going to happen, then that means it will happen. And just because it has not happened yet does not mean that it will not happen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I'm just going to trust God and hold on and keep the faith. And no, I'm going to be honest with you, my brother and my sister. I have not seen what I have been believing God for happen yet, okay? So I want you to know that me and you are in the same boat. If you've been trusting and believing God for something and you have yet to see it come to pass, it does not mean it's not going to happen. It just means it has not happened yet. Amen? Because let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. See, I'm getting caught up in the spirit. Hiya, Jesus. Because I believe him. And I know that he's going to make it happen. I know just because it doesn't look like it's going to happen does not mean that it won't happen, praise God. Because Hebrews 11 and chapter 1 says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the evidence of things not seen. So just because I cannot see it does not mean he will not do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. I see my brother on the line, Prophet Morgan. Glory be to God. Man of God, if you ready to get on the line, the number, you know all you got to do is press the number 1, praise God, and I will open your mic. And I'm going to say that to you again because it felt good in my spirit, praise the Lord. Just because you have not seen it does not mean God will not do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because you know what? We're going to have to believe God, and we're going to have to trust God. And just like the faithful Abraham, amen, in Genesis 15 and 6, it says, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. See, if we're going to be with God, amen, if we're going to be like the father of the faith, Abraham, we're going to have to believe in the Lord so that God can count it to us for righteousness. Hallelujah. And I stand here today, my brothers and my sisters, and I say, believe again. Amen. If you thought that it wasn't going to happen, amen, and you lost hope in it, praise the Lord, I say to you today that your hope and your faith is being resurrected right now in the name of Jesus. I say to you, believe again. I say to you, your belief and your hope and your faith and your trust is being birthed back into your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And I say, do it again. Believe it again. Hope it again. Dream it again. Whatever it is that you thought God wasn't going to do, whatever promise he made to you, whatever plan he already has spoken over your life and for your life, just because you have not yet seen it come to pass does not mean God will not do it. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. The phone lines are open, people of God. The call-in number is 646-200-4444. And I'm here to tell you, because you have not seen him do it does not mean he will not do it. Amen. It just means it has not happened yet. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And wait for it. Expect it. Get up every day expecting to see God make it happen, amen. And when it happens, praise God, glorify God, amen, because he has done what he said he was going to do, amen, because he's a faithful God. He's faithful to his plan, he's faithful to his people, and he's faithful to his promise. Glory to God. He's going to do it, amen. You just keep getting up, waiting, and expecting to see it, praise the Lord, because I'm here to tell you that I'm expecting to see God do what I've already asked him to do. I'm expecting to see God move, amen, in a way, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that the people say it was God. It had to be God. Glory be to God. And I believe that you're expecting God to show up in your life and do such a miraculous work that the people stand back and say, my God, it had to be God. My God, it had to be God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And God is expecting to get the glory, amen, out of your story. Praise the Lord. So people of God, know that you need to get back into that place of hoping and believing and trusting and knowing that you can count on God, knowing he's going to bring it to pass, knowing that you are one day closer to the promise. One day closer, hallelujah, to your prayers being answered. One day closer, glory to God, to seeing the manifestation of what you've been hoping and believing and trusting God for. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, I don't know about you people of God, but I'm happy. Amen. I've been energized. Glory be to God. And because I know that I know that I know that I know that I know, because I have not seen it. Glory be to God. Does not mean it is not going to happen. And I'm getting up every day expecting God to do a thing, expecting God to bring it to pass, expecting to see, praise God, God work it out. Amen. Because I know he will. Hallelujah. I know he will. Praise God. You got to get that in your spirit. I know he will. Yeah, but it hasn't happened yet. But I know he will. Yeah, but don't you think that if it was going to happen, it would have happened by now? But I know he will. Yeah, but it's been a long time, but I know he will. Yeah, but maybe he didn't say it to you, but I know he will. Yeah, but maybe you just thought he said it, but I know he will. Amen. So you're going to have to know that you know that you know. You're going to have to believe and trust God, because God's going to do it. Amen. And I believe with my whole heart, and I'm confessing with my mouth, amen, that I know that what I am expecting God to do, he will do. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. See, Abraham knew that God wasn't a liar. Abraham knew that if God said he was going to do it, he is going to do it. He knew, because, see, God woke him up. Look, let me show you something. Amen. Praise God. See, God is waking us up. Praise the Lord. And saying, let me show you something. I'm going to do it. No, I haven't done it yet, but I am going to do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I thank God for all of you who have come this morning. Praise God. I hope and pray that you've been encouraged. I hope and pray that you've heard the Lord speak to your spirit. Amen. Because we all need to hear God. We all need to hear from God. We all need a daily dose of the word of the Lord. Amen. And so I just thank God for the time that we've shared together. I thank God for what he is doing in your life, what he has done in your life, and what he's about to do. Praise the Lord, to silence the mouth of your enemies. Praise God, because there's been some people hating on you. There's been some people, you know, saying things about you that you know what? She's a liar or he's a liar. Praise God. That's not going to happen. Glory be to God. They don't know what they're talking about. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I'm here to tell you that you're not a liar. I'm here to tell you that you're not crazy. I'm here to tell you that you did hear from God. I'm here to tell you that God did say it. And I'm here to tell you that God is about to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, people of God, I thank God for the time that we've shared. I thank you for being here and hearing, praise the Lord, this word of encouragement. And I pray that it has been what it was supposed to be for you, an encouraging word. Amen. Because I'm telling you, I'm encouraged. I'm fired up. Amen. Because I know that I know that God is about to do it. In your life and in mine. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. So thank you to each and every one of you who came and you shared time with me. To those of you who are in the chat room, those of you who are on the phone lines, I just thank God that you shared time. Amen. You hear the little woman of God back here? She preaching too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And as we are concluding, amen, I just hope and pray that, you know, you just say, God, thank you for doing what I know you're about to do. God, thank you for working it out for me. God, thank you for bringing it to pass. See, because you're thanking him for something that you didn't see yet because you know that you will see it. Amen? Hallelujah. You're thanking God, praise the Lord, preach, woman of God, for what you didn't see because you know you're about to see it. Amen? You know he's about to do it. Glory to God. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the word that you allowed me to share. Father, I thank you for every man and woman, every son and every daughter who heard the word, Lord God, or who will come and listen to the word. Lord, I thank you for doing what it is that you will do, what you can do, and what you have already done. Father God, I ask you that you cover your children, Father God. I ask you, Lord God, that you keep them safe, Lord God, that you keep them sane, clothed, and in their right mind, Father God, that you place a hedge of protection round about them, their finances, their family, their faith, their children, their ministry, their husbands, their wives. God, I'm just asking you to protect and keep your people, Lord God, because you are our protector. You are our redeemer. You are our keeper, our rock, our strength, and our stone, Father God. So God, I'm just thanking you for being a blessing in our lives, for allowing me to pray and pray over your people. And Father God, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless us, that you continue to bring forth your word and strengthen us in your word, encourage us with your word, that you continue to let us hear the word that builds our faith, Father God. For faith cometh not by hearing, but hearing by the word of God. So God, we got to continue to hear your word and build up our faith so that we may be strengthened and encouraged in your word. And Lord, I'm just thanking you for everything that you're doing, everything that you've done, and everything that you will do. It is in Jesus' name that I thank you for every son and daughter and what you're doing in their life. Amen and amen. Be blessed, people of God. I love you, and I know that God does because he sent Jesus to die on the cross for you. Have a blessed day. And we're going to go out the same way we came in. Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And remember to pray for me.
Continue to pray for me.
Cause I might be going through.
That I might go in peace.
And I might not know what to do.
Continue to keep me
for the effectual fervent prayer.
That I might go.
I